Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to this Tuesday show. Coming up, we start with music and how it can be used to promote peace, community and education. I welcome, first of all, Shelley Frost from The Fridge. It's always a pleasure to have Shelley join us in the studio. And we'll also be having a chat with Lydia, who is a harp teacher. They're going to be talking about a recital for Peace Hour 2012. It's part of Harpists for Peace, which is an international group of harpists, harpers and harp lovers who care about world peace, and it was founded in 2007 by harpist and human rights activist Alexa Aria. Well, do listen into that and find out more about the concert, which is taking place on the 15th of July and for Peace Hour. Well, coming up also in the first hour and continuing with music, I'll be welcoming Paul Ski, who runs the Mighty Four Arts Foundation, a non-profit foundation in the US which supports youth through music, dance and the arts. I'll also be chatting with James De Valera, aka Break DJ Lobito, who runs programmes, workshops and events supporting youth through music, dance and arts. He's also founder of Build, which is a growing initiative to engage the creative community to take part in projects for youth, education and empowerment. We're going to be hearing about an event happening on Friday with Jam Jar to rebuild a community youth centre in Gaza and how you too can take part. Well, in the second hour, it's the Environment Show, the Green Team. Each week, we take a look at eco-stories and initiatives and invite you to join in with your good green ideas. This week, the holiday season has started and there is a new hotel just opened here in Dubai. Now, to tell us about their eco-policies, such as roof-mounted solar panels, a herb garden, waste recovery system, which all sounds fantastic, I'm going to be welcoming Mr. Klaus Assmann, who is General Manager of Jumeirah Creekside Hotel. And also to give details about their CSR programme, Yasmin Abouama, who is the Arts and Culture Programme Manager for the hotel. And then at around 1:30, Lokesh Aswani, who is the founder of Down to Earth Organics, will be joining to talk about the business and the benefits of good organic food. Well, that's our lineup for today's programme. I hope also we're going to be playing some music out, some wonderful harp music. But let's introduce first off my first guest. It's, as I said, always a pleasure to welcome Shelley Frost of The Fridge. Good afternoon to you, Shelley. How are you?
Hello. Very good, thank you.
Good. And it's still going on. It's great because I know that the 10th music concert series was over, but not the concerts, of course, at The Fridge. Throughout the summer, there are going to be various different events happening, aren't there? Sort of one of them, of course, that we're going to be talking about this afternoon, which is on the 15th. And I didn't know this, actually. So this is great to learn that it's Peace Hour.
Yes.
And it's an annual event.
Yes.
Mm. Can you tell me a little bit more about it?
Well, about 3 years ago, got sought out online by this American-based harpist and peace activist that you mentioned, Alexa Aria, inviting harpists to take place. So the premise is that all over the globe, harpists play for 1 hour on the 15th in celebration of world peace.
And this is, as you said, it's taking place on various different dates. Since it started, I think there was, first of all, 10, 10, 10. Then there was as a remembrance of September the 11th as well. That was another one. And it's a great idea. I think it's a really lovely idea, Harpist for Peace. But it's actually Peace Hour too. Is it any particular hour or is it just whatever hour suits you in the country that you're going to be playing?
Yeah, it is whatever hour suits you. You're encouraged to do it in a public, preferably open space, somewhere where the community can be engaged. Obviously, our weather conditions
make it a little bit tricky, especially now. Yeah. I would imagine it's very difficult to play the harp in this weather.
Yeah.
But it's going to be obviously at The Fridge.
It is going to be at The Fridge. Yes, and because of what's going on in our region at the moment, a very special focus on Syria,
right?
With a Syrian harpist performing, as well as Kanun and some original compositions.
And sorry, could you maybe give a few more details about the performance itself?
Yeah, absolutely. Looking at a very varied program involving four different harpists, including a young student who happens to be a student of Lydia's, Tegan,
yep,
who's the only male harpist in the UAE.
Oh, wow. And he's only 14.
Yes, and he's prodigiously talented.
Amazing. And, why did he decide to take up the harp?
I think the reason that many people do, just his family, his mother is extremely musical. He's always grown up in music, and harp is his thing. just comes from within somewhere. That's
the one that he wants to. Yeah. He chose. Well, let's also welcome Lydia to the show. She's a harp teacher, and of course, will also be taking part in the event on the 15th. Good afternoon to you, Lydia.
Hello, good afternoon.
How are you doing? And Tegan is your student, is that correct?
Yes, it's my first student, actually.
Mm. And so I hear he's extremely talented and is probably going to go on to big things with the harp.
Yeah, he is, and he's playing percussion as well, so he's very rhythmical, very passionate about music.
Yeah. And I know, I understand that you two have known each other for many years, is that right?
Of course,
Shelley, you are a harpist as well. So how did you get to know each other?
Well, the harping community isn't necessarily massive.
No.
So we met by the mere fact that we were fellow harpists. I think Lydia...
I was very happy to meet another harpist in town. I didn't know anyone else playing harp.
And did you come to Dubai specifically to teach harp?
No, I came to play. Like what I'm doing now as well. Mm-hmm. Teaching is a small part of what I do.
Right, okay.
And now I work 4 years with the fridge.
Right, and performing as well at various different events.
Yeah.
And how did you come to play the harp, Shelley?
The same reason Tegan did, that pull from within.
But when did you first play it? How old were you?
I was 20.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't have a chance growing up.
But did you play music before then?
Yeah, I did.
What did you play?
Piano and violin.
So you already had a sort of string instrument sort of under your belt, so to speak.
Yeah, no, it's definitely my gravitation, put it that way. I can't see myself on the trumpet.
But did you sort of see a harp and had a go, or did you just feel that you wanted to...
Heard the harp.
You heard it,
yeah,
right.
On LPs back in that day, in those days.
Oh, gosh, yeah,
giving a few secrets
those.
Away now. And that sound that just still till today sort of whisks you away to somewhere else, and just wanted to be the one creating that sound.
And is it very difficult to learn? I mean, I suppose you're obviously already musical, but sort of picking up a brand new instrument, was it an easier transition?
It's an interesting instrument. It's relatively accessible initially. You have all of the strings. It's not complex. You can very quickly form simple melodies, and it sounds quite nice. But then things change pretty quickly from there, and then it becomes one of the, some people say, the most difficult instrument to then take to a level of proficiency. Any instrument where there's no mechanism between yourself and the sound that you're producing is always, you're always open to more disasters. The humidity in your finger, something catching or landing in the wrong way. There's so much more that can go wrong where it is your finger that is producing that sound. You're not activating a lever that then ultimately produces
like a piano
the
or
sound.
A
yeah,
trumpet
which gives you a little bit more, it's not as finicky. And then you've got the added stress with a harp of 7 pedals, each with their 3 different positions that control
the
pitch of the strings. So then the whole element of coordination comes in, and also not clunking around at the bottom, like doink, doink, doink with your pedals while you're trying to play this peaceful music. So it is rather a mouthful, yes, and is definitely one of the most trickiest instruments to perfect.
Right.
But don't be scared. If you do want to play the harp, you don't have to take it to that level. And Celtic harp, you know, there are thousands of harpists the world over that get a great deal of pleasure. And, you know, you can really have a fun time within a few months of taking up the instrument.
And what about you, Lydia? When did you start learning?
I started 11.
When you were 11? Oh, wow. So
but I was already playing piano.
Okay.
And it was a note on the door. They were searching for harpist. So I went... And I started playing harp just to try.
And you were hooked from then?
Yeah. Then I forgot about the piano. And
Lydia's done a pioneering move here, and it performs an extensive Arabic repertoire.
Oh, wow.
She also has spearheaded a couple of groups, that little chamber groups, trios, that have a very, very Arabic flair.
Mm.
So that's been very interesting.
And was that difficult to sort of, I mean, I always think of the harp as being a very classic, traditional instrument of the sort of, I suppose, the sounds from the West, I suppose one could say, from the composers. So to sort of make that transition to sort of more of an Eastern, you know, Middle Eastern sound, how was that? Was it very difficult to do?
Not really. It's, if you like the music, it's easy to make it. And it's adventure. And when you learn new things, it's always nice.
Mm.
And the Arabic music is very close to Bulgarian folklore.
Oh, right. Is so that where you're, rhythms, so where you're from?
The rhythms are very, very nice and very moving.
Mm.
This makes me like more the Arabic music and learn it easy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's interesting. I didn't think of it that way. Yeah, I suppose all the rhythms. And then, as I said, you did mention that you've got another gentleman who's going to be playing with you. And I understand, didn't he play before at some point?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Last time we had Harpist for Peace in Dubai, in the Fridge.
Yeah.
He performed with me, and he performed his own piece as well.
Khalil Gadri is a large figure in the Arabic music scene here, and he has a fabulous Arabic fusion group. Together with Indian musicians, which is fabulous, and they have an album coming out quite soon. So yes, he did take part in the 10th Fridge concert series actually.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he'll be doing something very different, collaborating together with
Are
Lydia
these going to be
harp.
New pieces or pieces that have already been played before?
I think it's a new piece, or at least he performed it once at the Fridge,
right?
At the concert.
Mm. But so it's new for you.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. We'll hopefully have some music as well that we can play for you. Do stay with us, and any messages, anything, if you'd like to join in the conversation this afternoon, any questions at all, we'd love to hear from you.